Well, it's a big event, that's for sure, and Kalamazoo is handling it very well, as is this fine Radisson Hotel. They're doing a nice job all the way around. There is another resort hotel that we love very much and have been going to for years, and I'm not kidding when I say it just gets better every year, and that is the Grand Traverse Resort and Spa. It honestly gets better every year, and one of the reasons would be this man, the general manager of Grand Traverse Resort and Spa, Tim Norman.
Hi, it's good to be with you today.
Nice to be with you away from the hotel. Usually we sit in front of that fireplace there in the lobby and we have a chat. I'm glad we're out and about like this, but you're really ready for a great season.
Pure Michigan at its best.
It is true.
Snow's melted, and we're getting ready for the season with the golf course about to open this weekend. We're one of the three, not all three just yet, but team's been working hard to do that. So we are excited, and the phones have been ringing for everybody wanting to play golf.
Experience no truer north at Grand Traverse Resort and Spa. That's true north, isn't it?
That is our theme.
And there's so much to do on the property. You don't depend on, like some of the resorts, the snow seasons and the golf seasons. You're really golf oriented in terms of sporting and weather, not having to worry about it.
We are, but as it is pure Michigan, and with at the Governor's Conference on Tourism, we support the whole area. So we do support the ski slopes and things up there, and the snowmobilers in the winter do stay with us and go to those. But between our spa, our tennis, our golf, and many restaurants, and then of course having access and being right on the water there with some of our property, we try and give the full experience, and then also benefit with all the wineries, breweries, and all that makes Traverse City what it is.
Mm-hmm. And didn't they add a flight at the airport?
The airport up there is doing an incredible job, and along with TCT, the tourism group there, and continue to work. But yeah, we have another airline's getting ready to come in, and they're putting that together. They had Allegiant join them not too long ago, and along with Delta and United and American. So more coming, and just making it easy for people to get there, especially in the summertime.
And I've heard too of some work being done, the big renovation project for the restaurant.
Main restaurant, known as Sweetwater, is getting renamed, and we've got about a $1.2 million renovation of that space going on, and it'll be completed as of this coming week. So we're pretty excited to get that back open, give our guests a three-meal breakfast, lunch, and dinner option this summer, and also give it up a modern look. We renovated the rooms in the tower, then this past year, just a little over a year ago, did the hotel side. So this was kind of that one missing piece in all of it that hadn't been done.
Well, good for you. Yeah, because the renovated tower rooms, I've been in them.
Sure.
Spectacular, the changes. Like I say, though, but you choose something to do every year. You kind of dole it out that way. Makes it easier to do.
Yeah, we're blessed. We have great owners in the Grand Traverse Ottawa Chippewa Indian Tribe, and they allow us to reinvest constantly back in the property. We'll actually put over $4 million back into that property this year
in capital expenditure.
So with the restaurant being our biggest, a lot of our guests won't see the other things, but they're just those things that help support them.
Well, the restaurant, I mean, the view from the restaurant is world class, and it's not – how do I word this? It's not rare to go to a restaurant with a great view and not have great food.
Correct.
But you have a great view and have always had great food.
We're very blessed. Erie is in the perfect location for the perfect sunset every night at dinner, right across East Bay as it falls into the West Bay over there. And our guests are able to experience some of the best that Michigan has to offer. And we have a blessed culinary team with some great talent, and they have continued to knock it out of the park.
Tim Norman with us. He's the general manager of Grand Traverse Resort. And he mentioned that golf will open this week on the Wolverine. I bet we're in April still, but coming up here in May, Mother's Day, you've got some things going on.
Big brunch. We just talked about the view. So up in Erie on the 16th floor there, we'll have our Mother's Day brunch. We just had a wonderful Easter brunch. We had a little over 400 people attending that, and we look forward to something similar with Mother's Day.
Now, you have your right-hand man with you. Steve is here, and we've always worked with Steve, with you, and Caroline Rizzo, and you have a good team, and it counts. It matters.
fantastic team. And as we talk at this conference, we're talking about staffing as an issue. I'm very blessed to be a part of a team that has a lot of longevity. We actually had one employee just last month celebrated 40 years working there as our golf and grounds director.
Wow. So, 40?
40 years. He's actually the third member of the 40-year team. So we have two other gentlemen still there as well.
That's
40 years.
Fabulous. Boy, if you can hang on to people like that, that is just incredible. But are people having some trouble staffing?
It's a challenge.
Still a challenge.
The industry. We're going to talk some more later today about that here at the conference. But, as the number was just given, Michigan is still 10% behind where it was in all hospitality employment compared to pre-COVID. One of the few states hasn't regained everyone back
in the
industry.
Yeah, we have some restaurants back in the Detroit area that just have not been able to get their mojo back. It's even if they start to see the numbers come back like they were pre-COVID, so many things have changed within the restaurant business, notably the pay scale, that they can't make it.
Yeah, pay scale's affected, and then just culture as a whole. Kids have grown up different, you know, playing travel sports and doing other things. Their activities are different, where it used to be, you know, in the summertime, we needed lifeguards. So you'd have all the kids who were coming home from school or something would want to be a lifeguard, whether it was for us at our pool or at the beach or anywhere around the state with all the coastal that we have, right? But not the case anymore. They're busy doing other things and involved in other things, especially in sports. And not quite as many. So that's having an impact on the summertime as well.
Any other specials coming up this summer that you want us to know about? Maybe call in, inquire, or go online at GrandTraversResort.com and inquire and maybe make reservations?
You know, we're just excited with the summer season coming. And, again, what that spurs is the wineries, the wine tours are always a popular venture for all of our guests, whether it's the ladies groups coming up, some of our wedding parties up there, or just the golf outings, taking a break and going out. And, of course, the other big one is we always encourage everyone coming up. We have some of the best fishing in the state on our bays up there, and our charter guys are some of the best around. You'll find them. They can jump, get you in that boat, and get you on stuff pretty quick.
Yeah, we've been hearing up here that people are really looking forward to fishing this season, like it's really stepped up a bit.
I think, again, as a state, we've got a good reputation for it, and we're actually one of the best fishery hatcheries in the United States is up there in northern Michigan. So we'll keep entertaining them and getting them reason to come back.
Tim Norman, always a pleasure seeing you anywhere. I'll look forward to seeing you up at Grand Traverse Resort and Spa. He's the general manager all around Grand Poobah, and you can reach them and see what they've got cooking that you can be a part of at GrandTraverseResort.com, GrandTraverseResort.com. Good to see you, Tim.
A pleasure. Thank
Thanks
you
for being
me.
With us.
Have a great day.
You do the same. As we continue in focus on WJR.